Almost 7 p.m. here in Tehran, just 5-6 seconds to go till 7 p.m. and just 3 minutes, 26 seconds away now from the Iranian New Year, 1401. Just 3 minutes and 20 seconds away now.
Yes, and this is the live coverage of Nowruz at IRIB English Radio. And the order of our today's special feature are as follows. The recitation of the supplication for the start of the new year. The announcement of the moment of the turn of the new year, 1401, the airing of the speech of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, as well as the speech of President Sayyid Ibrahim Raisi.
That's right, and we're just moments away now. It's time for a short break.
Well, dear listeners, we are just moments away from the new Iranian calendar year. With greetings to the 12th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad and the savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi, who will reappear to cleanse the planet Earth from the vestiges of oppression and exploitation and establish the global government of peace, prosperity and justice, we listen to the recitation of the supplication for the start of the new year.
يا مغلب القلوب والأبصار يا مدبر الليل والنهار يا محبل الحول والأحوال حبل حالنا إلى أحسن الحال.
O rotator of hearts and eyes, O regulator of the day and night, O transformer of the state and conditions, turn our state into the best of states.
Happy Nowruz.
Happy New Year to all of our listeners throughout the world.
Congratulations to you all, dear listeners.
The new Iranian year started literally just seconds ago. We wish you a very prosperous and happy new year, full of good health and happiness.
And I, on behalf of all IRIB English Radio staff, wish you a year filled with prosperity, good health, happiness for all our listeners.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's 19:04 Tehran time.
That's right. Welcome to our live Nowruz special. We're now waiting for a speech by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, which will start any second now. We're waiting for that. And I think the speech by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, is just about to start.
Yes, let's take a listen.
Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings upon our Master Muhammad and upon his pure progeny, especially the remnant of God on earth. O changer of hearts and eyes, O director of nights and days, O transformer of situations and circumstances, transform our circumstances to the best of circumstances. I would like to express my congratulations on Nowruz and the arrival of a new year, new growth in nature and new days. This year, Nowruz coincides with the festivities for the 15th of Sha'ban, which belongs to the bright sun of the universe, the Imam of the time. May our souls be sacrificed for his sake. I wish to congratulate the great Iranian nation and all concerned, like-minded nations on these events. In particular, I wish to congratulate the esteemed families of the martyrs, those patient, cherished families. May God not deprive the Iranian nation and all of us of the existence of these esteemed families. I also congratulate the dear disabled war veterans and their patient families, and also those who have made great sacrifices and are truly serving the Iranian nation in different fields, including in the fields of health, security, resistance, and science. I congratulate all these dear people on the occasion of this sweet, auspicious holiday. Another year has passed. The 1400 is over with all its sweet and bitter moments and all its ups and downs, which are a natural part of life. Life is a combination of these sweet and bitter moments and these ups and downs. I wish to point out a few of these great sweet moments that have occurred for the Iranian nation. One of them was the elections. The elections were truly important and magnificent, despite the fact that the pandemic was at its peak in early 1400. The people went to the ballot boxes and cast their votes. This is very important. This took place despite the fact that even two individuals gathering in one particular point was dangerous. In those days, we were witnessing death rates in the hundreds, 500, 600, and at times even more individuals in a day. The elections were held in such circumstances. The people went to the polls and participated in the elections. The result was that a new administration entered the arena. The evidence shows that this administration is a popular administration which is concerned about the goals of the people and which moves on a different path from the previous honorable administration. This administration has revived hope in the people. Praise God. This was one of the most important events that took place for the Iranian nation. Another peak event was the serious confrontation with the coronavirus pandemic. This disease was confronted and combated in the true sense of the word. Death rates dropped from several hundred a day to 18 or 20 at times, although the death rates have increased to a certain extent again. There is a drastic difference between these days when the vaccine is available to everyone and those days. Another peak was our scientific and technological progress. One example was the domestic production of different vaccines, some of which have received certification globally. Various other scientific and technological advances were also made, ranging from the production of vaccines to the launching of satellites. The country made important progress in all areas, praise God. These were the great peaks in the year 1400. Various other events also took place inside the country, and there were other sweet moments as well. There were great peaks in the international arena as well. One of the sweetest events that took place in the year 1400 was the Americans explicitly acknowledging just recently that they had suffered a humiliating defeat in their maximum pressure policy against Iran. The term humiliating was a term they themselves used. This was an important event. The Iranian nation was victorious. The Iranian nation won. No single person in particular can claim credit for this. It was the resistance of the Iranian nation that brought about such a great victory. Various other events took place as well, both in our vicinity and far from us. Far from us, of course, all of these showed the correctness of the path that the Iranian nation is traveling in confronting arrogance. These events show that the correct path is the one that the Iranian nation has taken against arrogance. Well, these were the sweet moments. We were witness to some bitter moments as well. The most severe, important of these bitter moments, in my opinion, are such things as the problems that exist for the livelihood of the people, the issue of high prices, inflation, and the like. Well, these problems must definitely be solved. These problems are solvable. These are economic problems, a part of which I hope will be resolved this year. Not all of them can be resolved at once. They will be resolved little by little. If one is impatient and hasty and says that all of the problems must be solved very quickly, this is not realistic. However, I hope that some of these problems will be resolved in the year 1401, which is the first year of the new century, the 15th century, in the solar Hijri calendar, God willing. In previous years, I have chosen a title to be the slogan of the year. In this way, the officials, primarily those in the executive branch, but alongside them, those in the legislative and judiciary branches, and also the people in general, when matters are related to them, may move in that direction. In some years, good achievements were made in this regard. Of course, in certain years, some negligence was shown. For the year 1400, I chose the slogan, production, support, and the elimination of obstacles. Good work was done towards that end and continues to be done, and this must be done. In recent years, I have focused on production for the slogan of the year, accompanied by certain descriptive terms. The reason is that production is the key to solving the economic problems of the country. National production is indeed the main path that needs to be taken for moving past the economic hardships and difficulties that exist in the country. In other words, The most important economic issues of the country can be resolved by boosting and improving national production. This is the nature of production. That is why we have placed great emphasis on production, because it boosts economic growth, it creates employment, it reduces inflation, it increases per capita income, and it improves public welfare. Furthermore, it also brings about psychological effects, since it boosts national self-confidence and creates a sense of dignity in the nation. Production is such an elixir. National production is this important if it is carried out in the best possible way, God willing. That is why I have stressed the importance of production in recent years, and this emphasis was effective. Praise God, it has had good results. I wish to highlight production this year too, but with a new added layer and a new aspect. I wish to emphasize a production that has two characteristics. One is that it should create jobs, and the other is that it should be knowledge-based. We must encourage knowledge-based production, one that is reliant on new scientific advances, and a production that generates employment. Of course, all kinds of production generate employment, but some kinds of production do not create much employment, despite the fact that they require a huge investment, while other kinds of production create abundant employment opportunities. By God's grace, I will expand on this in tomorrow's speech. If we make knowledge-based production the main criterion, and if we pursue the kind of production that is knowledge-based with the characteristics that I will mention in my New Year's speech, I believe we will witness tangible progress and a good move forward in achieving all of our economic goals. The same is true of production that creates jobs. Therefore, this year's slogan is production, knowledge-based, and job-creating. We are after this kind of production. Of course, I wish to stress, as I did last year, that officials should not be satisfied with merely writing this slogan on the letterhead of their organizations or with putting up a sign on the street with this slogan. Such things do not do anything. The main issue is to formulate policies based on this idea in the true sense of the word. Of course, according to what I have seen, this administration, by God's grace, will make advancements considering the diligence of the Honorable President and that of his colleagues. In other words, this slogan will not remain unheeded by God's grace. However, the more work that is done and the more effort that is made, the better it will be. I hope that God, the Exalted, will bestow good upon the Iranian nation this year on this aid and in this valuable one-year opportunity. I hope that, God willing, He will make the people happy, make their lives sweet, gladden the hearts of the people, and gladden the pure souls of our dear martyrs and the immaculate soul of our late magnanimous Imam. May God bestow paradise on him. I hope that God the Exalted will send the greetings of all of us and convey our devotion and sincerity to the great Imam of the time. May our souls be sacrificed for his sake. May God's greetings, mercy, and blessings be upon you.
So you just heard the speech of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on the occasion of the Iranian New Year. And as you heard, Iran's leader chose production, knowledge-based, job-creating as New Year's slogan.
That's right. Just a quick recap of comments by the leader of the Islamic Revolution on the occasion of Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. The leader congratulated all Iranians on this occasion, the occasion of the New Year. He said, in recent years, all the slogans in recent years have been to do with production and manufacturing because this is extremely important for Iran's economy. He said, this year, again, production is a main theme of this year's slogan. It is production, knowledge-based companies and job creation. The leader put a lot of emphasis on knowledge-based, science-based, high-tech, high-technology companies which create jobs. That's the main theme of this year's slogan. And we're now waiting for a speech by the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Dr. Sayed Ebrahim Raisi, waiting for President's speech. And again, a quick recap of leader's speech. The leader said he very much hopes that this year, the new Iranian year, 1401, will be the year where at least some of the economic problems faced by ordinary people, high prices, high inflation, some of these can be brought under control. He said he's hopeful that this year some of these economic problems will be brought under control and reined in. And also the leader emphasized how important production and manufacturing is to Iran's economy.
Thank you very much. I think we have to go live to listen to the speech of the Iranian president, Dr. Sayed Ebrahim Raisi.
Leader of the Islamic Revolution on this auspicious occasion. The coincidence of the 15th of Sha'ban, the birth anniversary of the Imam of the time, May God hasten his reappearance, with the arrival of the new year, that I take this as a good omen. I pray to God Almighty to expedite the reappearance of the Imam of the age. Nowruz is the icon of the manifestation of a civilization based on values, a civilization based on culture and spirituality, and it's a culture emanating from worshiping God, loving families, and spreading peace. This year's Nowruz marks the arrival of the new century, generally speaking. The 14th century was the century of the Islamic revolution of the Iranian people, and this revolution will remain glorious in history. Hopefully, the next century will be the century of the reappearance of the Imam of the Age and the manifestation of the civilization emanating from the glorious Islamic revolution. A century when the people, with the leadership of Imam Khomeini, managed to free themselves from despotism and brought about independence and freedom within the Islamic establishment and religious popular rule. The great nation of, and courageous nation of Iran, this mosque is the Grand Mosque of Khorramshahr. It's an icon of your resistance. During 8 years of imposed war, the East and the West got unified in a single front, and they had taken measure against our independence. But today, they are competing with one another in order to interact with Iran. This is indicative of the glory of and grandeur of the Iranian nation. The Iranian nation has managed to overcome the turning points and has managed to protect its independence. Of course, we are still vigilant towards the deceptions by the enemies, and the 15th century is the era for the role played by the Iranian nation, or more clearly, it's the century of an Islamic Iran. All ethnicities, Fars, Lor, Kurds, Azeris, Baluch, Turkmens, they are all unified in order to realize their national goal. We are all part of a single family with a common destiny. that is an Iranian family. In the past 7 months, since the start of its operation, the administration indicated that it is determined to fulfill its promises. We said that with the grace of God and people's help, we're going to contain the coronavirus pandemic. Thank God, we managed to fulfill that promise. We said that we will not make the economy conditional upon JCPOA, and all the people saw that while holding talks and negotiations and making use of political and legal tools for the removal of the crime of sanctions. At the same time, we concentrated on nullifying the sanctions and all saw that from the early months, how we made use of the capacities, how we activated the passive capacities. There are signs of economic stability and growth and also a rise in foreign trade and non-oil exports. There has been a rise in non-oil exports, and we can see signs of such developments. We have boosted our trade with neighbors to the benefit of the people. We said that the main goal of the administration is to contain inflation and eliminate inflation. With the grace of God, we have started this movement, and today, in the last 3 months of the year, there was the rate of inflation was slowed down, and the statistics are indicative of this fact. We said that we will boost production. There are official figures till the end of the third quarter indicate that economic growth has surpassed 5%, and we said that we're going to use all the country's capacities in order to contribute to the country's progress. All witness how, in order to better serve the people, there were new gateways opened in order to serve the people. Today, all the revolutionary bodies and organizations are alongside the administration, alongside the people. And the officials used to make statements creating concern among the people, but with the collaboration of all the bodies and organizations, the differences of views were transferred to chambers for the experts to discuss them, and the official podiums were used in order to create unity amongst the people. We said that we will not actually all witness the rising of our defensive and space capacities, because the country's security is the top priority. We hope that this administration will further fulfill its promises and fulfill the promises. This is your administration, the administration of the people, through active diplomacy, has brought about balance to foreign policy. Our major achievement in recent years was the humiliating defeat of the U.S. maximum pressure policy, and that was realized through people's steadfastness and resistance, and this led to the defeat of the American administration. Dear people of Iran, we are running the affairs in the right way, and we did not look towards the foreign. We did not look towards the foreigners for running the affairs. In fact, we showed that the power of field is to the benefit of the power of diplomacy. And our foreign policy is serving the country's economy, and this is the meaning of administration that seeks justice and development. Dear people of Iran, you should know that I'm directly aware of your hardships in the course of my provincial tours and visits and in my contacts with the people. I have felt the hardships, and I've made a great deal of efforts in order to improve people's livelihood and control inflation. And special significance has been attached to the underprivileged, and we will continue to do so in the future. During this administration, many workshops that were shut down were operating with half of their capacities, they have become fully operational. Job creation is our top priority. Unemployment is the source of all social catastrophes, and supporting production will be our top priority. There are many plans were implemented in order to launch major national projects with regard to production of housing and job creation. Some measures were taken, and hopefully you'll see the results of such measures in the near future. With the grace of God, and undoubtedly, this year, the Iranian nation will see the outcome of its steadfastness and resistance. And in the past, the people have witnessed the outcome of their steadfastness. I hope that the new year would be the year marking the end of coronavirus throughout the world and an end to conflicts in all world countries. This is my first Nowruz message as the president who serves the people. This is a message of hard work, round-the-clock work, in order to build a strong Iran and an advanced country. Without hard work and without making use of the capacities, one will not be able to realize the goals. The new century for all of us must be the starting point for a new round of hard work, generative activities contributing to progress and advancements. I commemorate all the martyrs and all those who sacrificed their lives for the sake of Islam and Iran. They made efforts in the past century. And I commemorate, most importantly, I commemorate our Imam. He was the enlightening son of the 14th century. I wish to once again congratulate you on the occasion of Nowruz and the arrival of the new year. And I wish you success, health, happiness, and prosperity for all of you in the new year.
Welcome back. You just heard the speech of Iranian President Dr. Seyed Ebrahim Raisi. And as a recap of his speech, he said Iran has protected its independence in face of enemies throughout the years. He said the new administration indicated that it's determined to fulfill its promises. Dr. Seyed Ebrahim Raisi said the rate of inflation has slowed down over the past month. He added that all government bodies are working in collaboration with the administration. The Iranian president said the current administration brought active diplomacy to foreign policy. He said special attention is focused on underprivileged people in Iran. Also, Dr. Seyed Ebrahim Raisi said job creation and supporting production is to be the administration's top priorities.
That's right. You just heard a speech by Iranian President Dr. Seyed Ebrahim Raisi. And he also emphasized that he is going to give special attention to creating jobs and bringing down inflation, lowering prices, and easing pressure on ordinary people. He said he'll do everything he can to improve Iran's economy.
And after a short break, we will be back with other items on Nowruz special. It's 19:35 Tehran time, and this is the live coverage of Nowruz at IRIB English Radio. Dear listeners, Nowruz, Iran's New Year celebrations, is a major festivity and an important part of the rich, flourishing culture of the Iranian people. Once again, Nowruz declares the end of winter and heralds the arrival of spring to the inhabitants of this ancient land, the land of Iran. Nowruz represents renewal of close ties between man and nature.
That's right. Nowruz is celebrated at the vernal equinox or the spring equinox. It's the start of the spring season. A very old and well-established tradition in Iran for ushering in the new year is to lay the spread of hafsin, or to lay the table of hafsin in one's home.
Yes, and we've aired many different programs on hafsin tablecloth at IRIB English Radio.
That's right. And it's now time for a short break. We'll be back. Right, we're back. As the clock ticks away and the new year approaches, all family members gather round the hafsin spread or the hafsin table and pray for a new year full of happiness, prosperity and good health. Some Iranian families keep the hafsin spread or hafsin table throughout the 13 days of the Nowruz festivity, and on the last day of Nowruz, the 13th of Farvardin, they throw away the green grass or the green vegetation, and into a running stream of water.
The green grass is called sabze in Persian.
That's right. They throw away the green vegetation or sabze into a running stream of water. This symbolic act represents the flow of life and the passage of life.
Thank you. And the hafsin spread or table is made up of, as we say in Farsi, senjed or oleaster.
That's right. Senjed or oleaster is a symbol of life. It symbolizes life and living.
And of course, we have a piece of green vegetation, which is called sabze.
That's right. That symbolizes the link between humans and nature. Also, greenery or sabzi is the symbol of freshness, joy, and green shoots of life.
And we have samanu.
Right. Another item beginning with S on the hafsin table is samanu. It is it symbolizes goodness and blessings. It is a type of sweet made from young shoots of wheat
of
plus
course it's,
flour.
It's like a pudding, yeah?
That's right, like a pudding.
Yeah, and it's really hard to make it.
That's right, it symbolizes goodness and blessings.
Yeah, and we have the coins.
Right? Coins are a symbol of blessings, wealth, and prosperity, of course.
An apple.
Apple is a symbol of kindness, love, and affection. It symbolizes being kind.
And we have the sumac.
Sumac symbolizes taste of life.
And the garlic.
The garlic is the guardian of the Haftsin table. It guards against everything which is unclean and keeps away uncleanliness.
Yes, and it was the traditional Haftsin table or spread. Of course, there are other components on Haftsin cloth, including the Noble Quran, a mirror, candles, a bread, a crystal bowl full of water, and hyacinth.
That's right. Hyacinth, of course, is another very common item on the
Haftsin table. And they're very expensive.
That's right. They're very expensive as well. And, of course, we have...
Have you spread the Haftsin tablecloth?
That's right. All Iranians spread the Haftsin, have the Haftsin spread or Haftsin table at home. We, and I'm no exception, of course, we've got the Haftsin table set up at home. And sadly, this year, of course, I'm here at IRIB broadcasting, but all my family members have gathered around the Haftsin table, all of them except me, of course, but I will join them in a few hours when I leave IRIB.
But I say fortunately, because now, at the time of Nowruz and at the time of the turn of the year, we are with our great listeners around the world.
That's right, that's right. And this is our live Nowruz special. It's time for a short break. We'll be back in a tick.
Welcome back. It's 1942 Tehran time, and this is a live coverage of Nowruz at IRIB English Radio. And an important tradition of Nowruz, or the Iranian New Year, is to visit members of your extended family and relatives.
That's right. According to Iranian tradition, on New Year's Day, the first day of Farvardin, the first day of the year, it is customary for all Iranians to visit their elderly relatives, their grandparents, parents, great-uncles and great-aunts, and other senior members of the family. In fact, the whole extended family often gathers at the home of a senior member of the family, for example, their grandparents or parents.
Yeah. And visiting relatives, friends and acquaintances during Nowruz starts in the first few days of the year, which are all public holidays. From 1st until 5th of Farvardin is a public holiday in Iran. These visits can go on until the end of Nowruz, that is until the 13th of Farvardin. And I have seen some cases that these visits continue until the next month.
That's right.
Even Ordi Behesht.
That's true. It's true. we're all leading very busy lives, and many people, of course, are working very hard. They've got several jobs, and it's quite normal for these visits to go on even after Nowruz.
Or even for those who make trips, it's
That's
not
right.
possible for them to visit their relatives, so they postpone it to the next month.
That's right. It's a Nowruz tradition to go on vacation or on a trip to all parts of the country and to visit your relatives in different parts of the country. So in not so distant a past, visiting relatives and friends did not require prior liaison or prior appointment. You simply turned up at the house of your relative and the door was wide open and you simply went in for a Nowruz visit. But of course today, with the expansion of cities and with people being so busy and many people going on holiday, vacation, on a trip during the Nowruz festivity, it is now more common for people to make a prior telephone call, a prior appointment, and make sure that their relatives are in before actually dropping by.
Yeah. Thus, today, unannounced and unarranged Nowruz visits are very rare.
That's right.
And it's kind of impolite, I think.
Yes, I suppose. That's just true as well. Yeah, it is kind of implied to... It's much better to phone up your relative, just make a quick phone call and make sure that they're in before you actually go there. And they expect you, of course. They expect to see you. It's much better.
Yeah, and you have to make sure that the person you're visiting is actually at home when you arrive there, especially when you travel from another city.
That's true. Time for a short break. We'll be back.
And as we said before, another Nowruz tradition is to go on a trip or vacation. Traveling during Nowruz holiday is very common, and many families postpone visits to relatives and friends until they get back home from their trips. Another well-established tradition is to visit the home of a relative who has suffered bereavement, someone who has lost a loved one recently. Visiting them has priority over visiting other relatives, friends, and family. And another well-established Nowruz tradition is to give money or gifts to members of your family, relatives, and even friends, especially those who are younger than you, and in particular, children. Giving cash and gifts, however, is still very much a part of Nowruz. In years gone by, the elders of the family used to give gifts to younger members of the family, particularly children. These gifts are usually items from the haftseen table, such as apple, samanu, or a painted egg. But with the passage of time, money became the dominant gift during Nowruz, and it is called AD.
That's right. And, of course, my memories from my childhood is, of course, when I was celebrating Nowruz and sitting with all my family members around the haftseen table. I remember my father, my grandparents, they all used to give me AD or money, crisp notes. And, in years gone by, I certainly remember those. Those are the most cherished memories of Nowruz and haftseen.
And traditionally, the elders of the family usually place crisp brand new banknotes between the pages of the Noble Quran as a form of blessing. And then at the time of Nowruz, distribute these, brand new banknotes among young folks and children of the family.
That's right.
And it's very exciting.
Excellent tradition of Nowruz there. And of course,
if we categorize the Nowruz gifts, we can divide it into two categories, traditional and modern.
That's right.
In traditional Iranian families, mainly in villages and rural areas, it was actually customary for the family of a newlywed groom to send Nowruz gifts such as sheep and lamb, rice, fine clothes, dried nuts and fruits, etc. to the newlywed bride. These gifts were for the new year. And it's very rare.
It's very rare these days, of course. In modern Iranian families, in virtually all towns and cities, it's now much more customary to give money as a gift for Nowruz. And, of course, Iranians, another very excellent tradition, Nowruz tradition, is Iranians don't just give money and gifts to their family members, relatives and friends. It's also quite common in Iran to give money and gifts for Nowruz to anyone who is less well-off than you, anyone who comes from a poor background. This is indeed a charitable act, an act of benevolence, a very important part of the Nowruz tradition. For example, many people give money or AD, as they say, to people less well off, people who they know, they meet every day and they're less well off and they need support. So this is a very important part of Nowruz.
Yeah, it is. So after a short break, we will be back with other items of Nowruz special. You just heard a piece of music from Afghanistan, neighboring Iran.
That's right. A piece of Afghan music, traditional Afghan music. And Afghanistan, of course, is one of those countries which celebrates Nowruz. It is celebrated throughout Afghanistan and it's a public holiday.
So best wishes to our Afghan brothers and sisters. Contemporary times, Nowruz has been celebrated not just in Iran, but in many other countries too. Nowruz is recognized worldwide as a notable Iranian cultural heritage celebrated by Iranians as well as many other people. Let's talk a little bit about the geography of Nowruz. Do you agree with me?
That's right. The geographical region in which Nowruz was observed from ancient times is huge. It covers many countries.
Meanwhile, on February 24th, 2010, the UN General Assembly passed a resolution and recognized the International Day of Nowruz, which promotes the culture of peace throughout the world. Thus, Nowruz has been acknowledged as a truly international festivity and has been registered as part of the world's heritage.
And here is how UNESCO describes International Day of Nowruz. Nowruz, meaning New Day, is an ancestral festivity marking the first day of spring and the renewal of nature. It includes rituals, ceremonies, and cultural events, as well as the enjoyment of a special meal with loved ones. New clothes are worn. Visits are made to family members and friends, and gifts are given specially to children. Nowruz contributes to cultural diversity and friendship among peoples and different communities. In particular, with relation to the 2003 Convention for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage, Nowruz was inscribed as an element in 2009 and extended in 2016 on representative list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity. At the joint initiative of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Afghanistan, the Republic of Azerbaijan, India, Iraq, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Turkey, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan.
You just heard a piece of music by our Turkmen brothers and
sisters.
That's
right, a wonderful piece of music from Turkmenistan, another country which celebrates Nowruz, the new year. Let's listen in to more of this traditional Turkmenistan music.
And before that, I wish our Turkmen brothers and sisters the best on Nowruz.
Okay, we're back with our live Nowruz special. In the last 2 years or so, we of course have the coronavirus pandemic, and we can say that the Islamic Republic of Iran's drive to develop a locally produced vaccine to fight off the coronavirus has paid off handsomely. It paid off in 2021, and Iran is now well known as an emerging vaccine manufacturer. Iran's campaign to inoculate its population against the coronavirus is now virtually complete, and many Iranians, a majority of Iranians, have now had three doses of the vaccine.
Yeah, the booster dose.
Booster dose as well, that's right. And
it's a precondition for traveling during Nowruz. If Iranians want to travel and make trip around Iran, have to receive the booster dose, and that's great.
That's right, and Iranian scientists have been very successful in developing a range of vaccines to tackle the coronavirus. And, of course, Iranian scientists have collaborated with scientists overseas, particularly in Cuba and in Australia. And we have developed joint vaccines with Cuba and Australia. And some of the vaccines developed by Iranian scientists include Pasteur, the Barakat, the Fakhra, the Razi, the Noura, and Spigogine vaccine developed jointly with Australia. And
Postakovac.
And Postakovac developed jointly with Cuban scientists.
And it is also worth noting that U.S. officials have repeatedly and publicly admitted that the maximum pressure policy against Iran has been a failure. The U.S. maximum pressure policy aimed to force Iranians to give in, but it failed to achieve this aim. Successive U.S. administrations have refused to acknowledge Iran's ability to resist sanctions measures. Iran's economy of resistance has reduced the country's reliance on oil revenues. Production of steel, aluminum, copper, and electricity have all hugely expanded. Iran has greatly promoted self-reliance.
Right, it's now time for a short break. After the break, we'll be back with your many emails, the emails our listeners have sent us from around the world. Let's take a short break. We'll be back.